Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century. Coming up on 23 years, we've been hanging out with you. Thanks for being part of our world. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Gordon Chang tries to restore some order when he joins us and does a pretty good job of it, too. At Gordon G. Chang, that's his Twitter handle. Find him wherever his books, wherever books are sold. So you see him on television all the time. Gordon, thanks again for being here. I want you to help me talk about the supply chain. And I'm encouraging Main Street to become more involved in understanding the supply chain, because especially with the way the politics could go, more and more of our stuff is sourced from China. I mean, we have a $420 billion, we're upside down, $420 billion in our trade with China, and most of it is electronics and a lot of medicine. We've got to be careful about the supply chain going forward, and I'm encouraging us to have a more redundant supply chain, and that's another way of saying not everything from China, and also hemispherization, not so much globalization, but keep it in our hemisphere. What do you think?
Oh, certainly. The longer a supply chain is, the more vulnerable it is, and our supply chains now stretch halfway around the world. And unfortunately,
and they're thin too, right? They're not redundant.
They're not redundant, and unfortunately, you have a hostile regime at the center of many supply chains, and that, of course, is China. That is just ridiculous and ludicrous on our part that we would ever allow that to happen, especially in materials that we or items that we need, like pharmaceuticals. So, what we should be thinking about is proximity manufacturing. Manufacturing close to where the consumers are.
Hemispherization, that's what I call it.
And clearly that's the way we need to go. You know, a lot of people talk about climate change. But remember, transporting goods across the ocean is one of the biggest sources of carbon emissions.
Yep, that's right.
Now, they've got these statistics that talk about how, and I'm not exactly sure about this, but they talk about how 15 cargo ships operating throughout the year produces as much carbon or more carbon than all the cars in the world.
Huh.
There's statistics like that. But the point right now is that we can eliminate that, a lot of that pollution, if we manufacture close to home.
Mm-hmm. And we now have the energy to put those factories on top of the source. And the energy never sees the light of day before it becomes a product.
Yes. I mean, the United States is the biggest producer of hydrocarbons, and we've got a lot of natural gas, and we should, which is clean, and we should be using it, of course. We're not going to be using as much if we build at home, because you've got to get goods from one side of the Pacific to another.
Right.
That is very, very dirty from an emissions point of view.
We also have to remember, China doesn't have its own energy. They have to import most of their petroleum, most of their carbon energy, and that means it's got to be transported to them and then made into a product and then transported to the rest of the world. That's a double hit, isn't it?
Yes, and they're very inefficient in their use of energy.
Yeah.
So there's a, as you'd say, a double whammy there. So clearly what we should be doing is manufacturing close to home. Let's employ Americans. We'll create a better life for them.
That's right.
And we can have all sorts of other advantages.
And it strengthens our geopolitical position. And as you know, Gordon, whatever is good for America geopolitically is good for the world, isn't it?
Yes, certainly it is, because we're the one thing that supports the current international system. And this is the system that has created prosperity, for unprecedented prosperity for people since the end of the Cold War.
Imagine
and
go ahead.
And the end of World War II, actually.
Imagine a planet Earth without America standing in the breach, not only with our military, not only with our economy, not only with our ideology, but also our dollar, our currency. Imagine those things being neutralized, what the world would look like. What do you think, Gordon? Last thoughts.
It would be like the Dark Ages.
Yeah, yeah. Imagine Putin and Xi Jinping running the world, folks. That's what we got. That's what we got to think about. Hey, Gordon, it's always a pleasure. We always get smarter when you join us. Will you come back soon?
Of course, Jim, and thank you so much.
Gordon G. Chang, folks, at Gordon G. Chang. That's his Twitter handle. He's all over the place. Find him wherever books are sold, his books, and we'll get him back another day. We love having him on the show. He's a great voice of reason, folks. I hope you'll follow him. You'll learn a lot when you do, and you'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.